Welcome back. Episode 2, baby. Let's go. Listening to Phoenix Radio Podcast. We've got Stu here, your lovely game master, as I'm going to call myself. And I'm joined with two more minions today, Jay and Shay. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right. You've probably heard Shay. No, Shay was on, I think, once, but Jay has been more recently on the Bright Morning Boys with me back a little while ago. So you're probably familiar with some of Jay's antics. So you know the characters he's going to pick are going to be terrible.
Damn right.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You're all good, dude. It's okay. We're in good episode. Yeah. Honestly, you two, it's going to be a fierce battle. And I fully anticipate you griefing each other. That's fine. So basically, the name of the game is, obviously, we've got Akinator. We're going to go through the questions, and we're going to make it so that, obviously, if you happen to guess the right character that I'm thinking of, you get an additional 10 points, 1 point for every question it asks. Let's just jump into it. And just because I'm biased, because I've known him for 11 years, Jay, what's your first character? I'm going to let you go first.
First character is God and his magical rainbow suspenders.
You mean Joseph and his... What? What is...
No. The Family Guy, God and his magical rainbow suspenders.
God and his... Okay. That's awesome. It's never, ever going to get that. I think you've got the first round. Shay, what's your first character that you're going to pick?
Okay, I'm coming in hot with Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen? That doesn't stand a chance. Okay, all right. We're just going to go... All right.
Hey, we'll watch it win.
We'll go with Jay's character first. That's fine. They can... They're not with me, obviously. I've got them sort of on the line, as the kids say. Ha ha ha. Yes. I'm going to let them read the questions. I'll read them out and they'll obviously answer them. God and his rainbow suspenders. I am...
His magical rainbow suspenders.
Pardon me. Mine is
important distinction. Well,
I imagine they would be magical if he's God, dude. I don't know. Right, so we're going to start pretty easy, pretty basic. Is your character real? That's not a good first question.
All right.
I don't like this first question.
You're on Phoenix Radio. We stay loaded.
Yes. Okay. This is... Oh, God. I'm going to say no on the pretense of the character you're thinking of is in the television show. So I'm going to say no, and no. We are not going to cop any backlash for that. Is your character male?
Yes.
Is your character originally from a video game?
He is shown. No.
Is your character animated?
Yes.
It's going to get it. It's going to get Lightning McQueen. I guarantee you it will get Lightning McQueen before the 25 questions.
I have faith.
No, he is not an animal.
It's not going to do it. He's not an animal. No, is your character an animal? No. Is your character from a TV series?
Yes.
Is your character an adult? He's the father of everything.
Yes.
So I'm going to say yeah. I feel like that's an adult. Does your character live in America?
Oh, actually, sorry. Are you able to correct that?
Yeah, we can go back and correct.
Because technically, in the play, he's played by one of Meg's classmates.
That's weird. I'm going to go...
So he's not...
Hey, man.
So it's not... But the character...
No.
Nope.
All right, we'll go no. That's fine. All right, so we backtrack. Does your character live with his mother?
I don't know. I'm going to assume so, but I don't know.
We can go don't know. That's fine. Is your character Japanese?
No.
No, I think unequivocally not Japanese. Does your character have powers? I mean...
No.
Possibly.
So if you're thinking of the one from the play, I suppose the play one doesn't have powers, I guess, but God would have powers. I'm going to say no.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Does your character have dark hair? That's white.
No.
So no.
He's blonde.
Is your character blonde?
He can hear me.
All right. Is your character considered ugly?
I wouldn't say so.
Unsure.
I'm going to go probably not. You know, that's an option. Probably not. Is your character fat?
No.
Does your character use a hook? I think it's thinking of Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
No, he doesn't use a hook.
Well, not that we're aware of. Does your character have elf ears?
No.
It's going to keep happening. Was your character on a children's TV show? Now, I don't think Family Guy is for children.
Due to classifications, I am going to say no.
I'm going to say no, because it's MA, isn't it? Is your character
yes.
in South Park?
Nope. Not the one I'm thinking of.
Does your character live in America?
Yes.
It's up to 20 questions. Does your character have sharp teeth?
Nope. Well, I mean, he might. I don't know.
I doubt it. Does he do
backflips? He's got people teeth.
That'd be rad if he could do backflips.
Don't know.
God can do backflips. He can do skateboard tricks, I believe.
I reckon he could do a kickflip.
Does the name of your character appear in the title of a TV series?
No, it doesn't.
But it should.
It should.
Does your character wear a suit?
Nope.
Does your character appear on Family Guy?
Yes.
It's got one question to figure out. Does your character believe in a god? It might have you in the last question. I think that's a yes.
I will shit.
We're going to go yes.
I will shit.
Jake Tucker. Oh, no.
No.
Yes.
I think that was pretty close, though. That's pretty solid. Did he play him in the play, though?
No, he didn't.
Okay. All right.
So his unnamed classmate.
Unnamed classmate. So, Jay, as it goes, 25 questions to get to it, and if you didn't get it, you get an extra 5 points. Total of 30. Well done. Well done. That's a solid start. Yeah. Very nice. All right, Shay, we're going to start with Lightning McQueen. That is a solid start getting to max points. Emily's mum was doing pretty well at one point, and then it can come out from under you, though. It really can. We'll start with you, though, Shay. Does your character really exist?
I would say yes.
I would.
Because cars do exist.
That's not the question.
And there's been remakes.
I don't think that means it really exists.
What do you mean? Come back. I want to trip it up.
No, you can't just tell it lies. That's not the point.
I can't. Alright.
Does your character wear shoes?
No. Actually?
No.
Possibly.
No, he doesn't. I'm putting the foot down. He does not wear shoes. He is a car. Does your character have an animal shape?
No. No, he does not.
Does your character stand on two legs?
Sometimes, if he's doing, you know, a...
I'm going no on
pretty quick. A wheelie?
No. Is your character a genie? It's also...
No.
Could be.
But, well, I mean, if the car's a bottle.
No. You're just thinking of other Disney movies. Does your character have eyes?
He does.
That is interesting. Is your character originally from a video game?
No.
Is your character from a TV series?
No.
Did you see they actually had a new TV series for Cars that they put on Disney Plus the other day?
Oh, well then you have to say that it is.
No, it's not originally. It was the movie was first. I don't have to change
that. You mean Mater's little memories or whatever?
No, there's a new thing. So it's Lightning McQueen and Mater go on like road trips around like the whole bloody world, frankly.
That's sick.
They last like 5 minutes and I think Owen Wilson does them. I'm not sure. Has your character ever been in a movie? As soon as it gets to a car, you're done. It says your character made out of metal.
He could be made out of plastic or fiberglass.
Is your character a car?
No, go back.
No.
He's made out of fiberglass. You don't know if he's made out of metal. Say I'm sure.
Every car is made out of metal.
No, most cars' body kits have fiberglass. Go back, Stuart. I answer the questions, not you, sir.
It's not.
Go back. I swear to God.
A car. It knows
you. Go
car.
Back.
No.
Stuart, just muse me. Muse me.
It knows, so probably not, you're going to say?
Probably.
Does your character have wheels?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Is your character a car? So it just took one extra question. So you really wanted...
Got myself more points.
Has your character won championships? You're done.
Yes.
He has. Is your character associated with the color blue?
No.
Oh, it's green. So it's pretty much just going through which one of the three characters it is. Does your character play games for a living?
No. What?
I don't know. They ask weird questions. Is it a historical figure?
No.
It knows. What is an... Okay.
Jay. Why is it...
Okay, Jay, you're going to inform me on this, and if it's not safe for work, you're going to tell me after. What is an otaku?
Oh, no, that's just someone who likes anime and Japanese culture.
Oh, really? I don't think Lightning McQueen's like...
No.
Weeb, dude.
Well, he likes those Miatas.
Is your character mostly red?
Yes.
Well done. 19 questions. Lightning McQueen.
Yes.
There you go. All right. So that's pretty solid. That's pretty solid, though. But you didn't get to the 25, so you don't get...
That's fine, but because you let me change my answer to what my answer actually was, I got to 19.
So that's true. It probably would have got it in 18, so the one extra point, you're still 11 points.
I know. Thank you so much. I can make it back.
It's anyone's game, because in the second round, points are doubled, actually. So it'll actually come up. It really could be either of you.
I would like to maybe ponder a different character, because I'm seeing Dave here, and there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Lightning McQueen has been played 126,000 times, so it probably knows. Well done. All right, so we're going to go to the second round now where points are doubled because obviously Jay went first last time. Shay, you're going to go first this time. So who is your character that you're picking for round two?
It is Daxter.
From Jack and Daxter?
Yeah, boy!
Oh, I love Jack and Daxter. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
That's my childhood. Yeah.
That's actually pretty decent. I don't mind that at all. All right. I'm not sure if it will get Daxter, actually. It's sort of kind of uncommon, so I'm not sure. But we've...
Fingers right, crossed.
We've got Daxter up against Jay, your trump card, I believe.
I mean, I wouldn't call this one a trump card. It's just probably a bit before you guys' time.
Oh my god, you're 2 years old. You're a year older than I am. Just the one.
Yeah.
That's all
you're
it
means. A bit to me.
Jay, hit us. Who have you got?
For my second colourful, I've chosen the Trickmaster.
Oh, from Kingdom Hearts.
Big, duck-footed, bow-legged, just son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's not...
That
he's not
thing. Nice.
From Wonderland in Kingdom Hearts 1?
Yep.
Okay, Kingdom Hearts is...
And I'm going with the pink version.
Kingdom Hearts is kind of popular, though. I fully expected to get it, though. But it's kind of androgynous, so I'm kind of... It's going to be like if it's a male or female... It'll be, I guess we can go don't know, I suppose. It doesn't really have...
Yeah, it doesn't have a gender. It's the Trickmaster.
It's a heartless, dude. All right, we're going to start with Daxter, though. Fingers crossed, Shay. First question.
Yes.
Is your character an animal?
He indeed is.
Yes, he is. Is your character a dog?
No, he ain't.
He's an otzel, I actually believe. So yes. As soon as it mentions the word otzel or like anything like precursors, I think it's got you. Is your character a cat?
No.
Is your character a mouse? It is just guessing every just animal that it is aware of. Is your character originally from a video game?
Yes.
Oh no, I don't like this. Is your character from a horror game?
No.
Is your character linked with Sega? So it's thinking Sonic.
No.
Can your character stand on two legs?
Yes.
Does your character wear clothes? He does.
He has pants.
In the third one and the later one. So it's kind of a bit weird. Are we going
to probably.
If we go from... We can pick just...
Go like probably.
Or if we pick the first one, he doesn't wear pants in the first one, for example. If we're just going to go... We'll pick one of the first threes. If we go with the first one, he doesn't wear pants. So do you want to say... Are you comfortable saying no?
I'm going to go probably, because I'm going to include all of them.
Okay.
We'll he wears the hat, so...
Oh, he's got his little thingy. Is your character a monkey?
No.
Does your character have fur?
Yes.
Do you control your character?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
You do sometimes.
Yeah.
In Daxter.
I guess probably, because it's not...
Very probably.
No, yeah. Does your character wear shoes?
No.
Is your character white?
No.
Why they gotta be white? Is your character a farmhand?
Nope.
Does your character wear glitter on their lips?
Nope.
They could, though. I feel like...
They could. They could. I'm happy to go probably.
That seems like something Daxter would do. Does your character have fangs? No.
Sorry, no.
No, you're right. Is your character often referred to as an old man?
I would like to say that maybe he could be.
He's
a child.
He is an actual child. He's the same age as Jack, I think, and then he's just old.
Old men, younger. Nonetheless.
I think I'm going no. I'm going
no. Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I'm just
no. Yeah.
Yes.
No, he is younger. Well, right, because he's unless. Okay, there's a whole thing there, and I could get into the Jack and Daxter lore for 30 minutes, and I'm not going to. Is your character brown?
I want to say that he's tan, so no, not brown.
Mans is orange. He is fully
orange.
Straight up orange. Is your character
Okay.
Are you going to fight me on the fact that Daxter...
No, he is orange, but I was like, the closest you can get to brown is calling him tan.
I suppose so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
I get that. Is your character some kind of bird?
No.
Is your character orange? Oh, bruh.
Yes.
Bruh.
21, though.
It might still get to 25.
Run a business? He does not.
He does not. Is your character
run a business? He did. He didn't run the business, never mind.
No. Is your character the hero's partner? Oh, that's it. You're done. It's going to get it on the 25th one, I reckon.
No.
We'll go yes. Is your character created by Naughty Dog? No. It's got you, dude. It's totally got you. All right, we've got to go yes. We've got to do it. Yeah, 24 questions. One short.
Oh, man. Yes, that's it is
solid, Dax. 24 though, so 24 times 2.
Double.
You got, yeah, well, yeah, so 24.
48.
48 plus what did you have before? 17?
I had...
You got...
19.
Got 19, yes, good point.
Yeah.
So what's the quick maths of that? 48 plus 19. Someone do...
67.
You got though. So Jay literally has to... With a total of... You said 57. Jay has to get it in... Under, it has to be gotten
literally in questions. Eight.
Oh no, yeah, under like 10 or 11, something like that. So Jay's got to get got almost immediately, and I don't think it's going to. Daxter has been played 10,335 times, so not too popular, but kind of popular. Definitely not as popular as Lightning McQueen, which is a shame, frankly. But that's heinous, but it is what it is. Jay, who did you pick again?
The Trick Master.
All right, so first question. It had to throw us in a loop like this. Is your character a girl?
Don't know.
We actually have no idea. Is your character from the game Roblox?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think that they have any Kingdom Hearts content in Roblox. Does your character have animal ears? No. Is your character from a horror game?
That level it is.
No.
No.
No, it is not. I mean, it's a good point, though. Is your character from outer space?
No.
Is your character from Stranger Things? It's been asking that a lot. It's been asking Stranger Things.
Because everyone's going to be doing Stranger Things at the moment.
Everyone's asking Stranger Things. Does your character have hair?
Nope.
Does your character have a tail?
No.
I think you're done. Is your character originally from a video game?
Yep.
I really think it has one. It has one more question to get you, and the question is, does your character have arms?
Go on. Guess it. You won't. You're scared.
It's not going to. It absolutely is not going to. Shay, I think you're done.
I'd have to laugh if it did.
It wouldn't. Is your character...
No.
Is your character from Minecraft? Do you control your character?
Nope. God, I wish.
Is your character in love with Regulus Arcturus Black? What?
I'll be honest. I don't think so.
I doubt it. They could be. Is your character bad?
Yeah.
You know.
Heartless are inherently bad. I will fight you.
Not true.
Yes, they are.
I will fight. This is not an argument for radio.
It's a whole other show. We talk about Kingdom Hearts lore, and it has 40 good episodes for 2 hours.
At all?
Does your character stand on two legs?
Yes.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, it's got the weird little, like, the zigzaggy whatevers. It's got
His arms, dude. His legs are, like, split in two, and then they go into 1 foot. That's why I say technically, yes.
True. Does your character wear clothes?
Sort of. Sort of yes, sort of no. That's a part of its body, so...
Do you want to go say probably? Yeah.
Yeah, probably is fine.
Is your character associated with zombies?
Nope.
Is your character a Power Ranger? Free to bet.
The Green Power Ranger.
That is an in-joke from 10 years ago.
I think I'm officially done.
Oh, you're absolutely stuffed. Is your character from Friday Night Funkin'? I don't know what Funkin' is.
Not the base game, no.
Does your character collect items? Not really. I mean, they collect... I don't know.
They collect hearts.
I guess. It's not...
Bruise, no, but it's not...
I suppose. You want to go probably not?
Yeah. Go
probably not. Is your character a boss?
Yep.
Is your character a member of I-Land? I don't even know what that
no.
is.
No. I don't... I mean, he might be. He might have a...
No, I don't... I doubt it. Is your linked character linked insect? With an insect? No. I'm tempted to say no.
Order? No.
I'm going to say no.
Probably not. No.
Is your character a robot?
Nope.
And it's got one more question. Does your character have magical powers? If it gets it,
yes.
I'm going...
It knows fire.
I'm going to cry. Soul of Cinder, Dark Souls 3.
Yes.
No, it is absolutely not the Soul of Cinder from Dark Souls 3. That means...
Will be.
I mean, it's not, though. You've done it pretty well, so... I hate to say it. Shay, you've been trounced. Jay has maximum points here. For 25 plus 5 times 2, Jay got a maximum score of 90 points. Well done. Well done, guys. I appreciate that. And Shay, you got 57 in the end, which is still a pretty solid innings. I'm pretty proud of both of you. You did well.
It was 67, not 57, I'll have you know.
Well,
I'm only 23 points behind.
You still got beat pretty badly.
No, that's good.
But there's a chance for you to even the score, because I've got you guys back for our last episode, wherein you can guess whatever you want, and I absolutely know what Jay's going to pick. for the reference to the special character I was thinking of, and I thought one of you might have been able to guess it, maybe, for the extra 10 points, was I was thinking of the Sixth Doctor, the one with the rainbow coat.
No.
No, so none of you
guys... I was going to say the Lorax.
That's not a bad thing, actually, but I reckon the Lorax might be too popular.
Oh, absolutely. I recently watched The Lorax with my Year 10s.
It's a good movie. I actually like it. People hate on it, but I think it's unironically pretty decent. Anyways, podcast is over. We're fine. It's all good. We're going to talk about this later, but the point is, thank you for coming up. Jay, you've won. Come on, come on, Shay. We've got a clap. He's won fair and square.
Good job.
Well done. Well done. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for listening, and we will find out when we listen next time who's up next. Thank you for listening to Phoenix Radio.
Thank you.
Here on Phoenix Radio.
Phoenix Radio. We're never going to sing that.